Hello, we've been expecting you. It's true because I'm Mother Goose, and I heard you walk up. Anyway, welcome to the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. Whether you're a charmer, a deary, an evil regal, a kick-ax team 7, or whatever you are all welcome here. Jeff and Colleen Roney from Orange County, California are the hosts. They are just the best. Oh, but come in, dears. Now, you can listen with the rest of us, but don't be shy. Here, this magical voice will tell you how to be part of the podcast.
Hi there. There are a number of ways that you can stay connected and interact with the show. Our main website address is onceuponatimepodcast.com. Our Twitter name is OUAT Podcast. Our email address is feedback@onceuponatimepodcast.com. And the address to our forum is forum.onceuponatimepodcast.com. And our voicemail line phone number is 657-333-0626.
Okay, are you comfortable? Got your cocoa with whipped cream and cinnamon? Okay, here comes Jeff and Colleen.
So, this is from Maryland. Hi, Jeff and Colleen. I have one word for the Once Upon a Time finale. Fantabulous. This final episode more than...
No. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop you there.
Okay.
Because if you're going to say that the way she wrote it, fantabulous.
Okay. All right.
You can't deny that. That was too good. All right. Go ahead. Continue.
This finale episode more than exceeded my expectations. I laughed, I cried, I gasped, and I even yelled at the TV. So, you know, it's sad when you when you keep your windows open, the neighbors coming out, are you okay? You're yelling at, who is Mr. Gold? Who? Anyway, there were too many high points for me to count, but I do have to mention a couple. Jennifer Morrison was absolutely amazing in the scene where Emma was with Henry in the hospital and after he had been pronounced dead by Dr. Whale. Her pain was so palpable, I was crying. I also admit that each time she leaned over Henry, I kept saying, kiss him, just kiss him. Then I actually squealed out loud when Jefferson released Belle from the hospital basement. Then another bout of crying on my part when Belle entered Mr. Gold's shop and he just had to touch her to believe that she was real. I just cannot wait for the next season as Rumpel goes gunning for Regina for making him think Belle was dead and having her imprisoned all this time. Game on, Regina. I also didn't expect it, but loved it when they showed everyone waking up from the curse, but still trapped in Storybrooke. This sets up so many interesting possibilities for the next season. How do they cope with their memories back, and now with magic in this real world as well? And speaking of that, what a great actress Lana is. Totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Just slight smirking smile on her face as she looked out the window spoke volumes. Watch out, Storybrooke. The queen bitch is back, and she's now got plenty of her magic at her disposal. Cannot wait for season 2. Marilyn.
Totally agree with her on all of it. And actually, I had the same exact experience watching the finale. I was absolutely just sobbing when she leaned over and kissed Henry and told him she loved him and then kissed him. But I started crying when August went to... Wooden puppet. Oh, mm-hmm. that tore at my heart right mm-hmm. there. Then, you know, of course, that whole thing. And then when he released Belle from the basement and she ended up in Gold Shop, the look on his face was so heart-wrenching. And I just was like, oh, you're killing me. It was great. It was amazing.
Yep.
It was so amazing.
So I don't think we mentioned it, but Emma's character has been fairly subdued. You know, there's been some little spikes here and there. She got upset with Regina a number of times. She got upset with August, you know, once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
But she's always been very subdued. And her scenes with Regina were some of the most powerful scenes. Just that one alone
mm-hmm.
was really Emmy worthy. Just that alone.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Because you have two pros that were now let loose and just say, let it go. Just do it. And that was so, so good.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't anger just at each other, but it was scared. And it was, what are we going to do?
Terror.
And it was, you know, you need to fix this. There was just so many great levels to that. So, and I don't think I mentioned it. So I definitely.
No, I totally agree. Absolutely great. They were both so phenomenal in that scene. And it was that you could see it wasn't just anger. It was fear. It was desperation to save Henry. And again, coming back to what we talked about earlier, that's when I realized, okay, Regina does love him on some level. She does. So that whole scene was just watching her just realize what was going on was just, it was actually heart-wrenching, and I felt bad for Regina. And I even said that.
You know, one more in conclusion, then we'll move forward. We aren't done learning.
No.
I just want to say that. Okay. No.
Okay.
We move on.
Yes.
Hi Colleen. So I will read it as it says.
Okay.
I love your podcast and typically replay at least the first impressions show for my wife and son before the next episode of Once airs. They love arguing about what they think is going to happen next. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to play the next podcast for them. You see, Antonio is adopted, something we had never hidden from him, nor the circumstances. Unfortunately, your comments for the finale gave a very clear impression, intended or not, that Emma's love was able to save Henry because of being his birth mother, i.e. that her love was superior by virtue of being his birth mom. I couldn't begin to tell you how much far such an idea is from the truth. While it would only leave my wife incredibly upset, it would make my son quite angry. He may only be 8, but he has very sharp fangs when it comes to defending his mom, quite as defensive as Henry is of Emma, a feeling that is reciprocated by his mom. Having heard your full comments, it sounded like what you were referring to was a twofold idea, that Emma's love was unconditional, i.e. the Greek term agape, and 2, it was returned by Henry, since we already knew from Heart of Darkness that it has to be true love given and returned. In that sense, the nature condition of the birth relationship had nothing to do with saving Henry or breaking the curse. Just a side anecdote. My wife was a bit worried about how he'd relate to the series, so she asked him if he thought she was an evil queen. He just looked at her as if she'd lost her marbles and informed her quite bluntly that no, she was mom. He has a very good understanding of unconditional love for one of his age. Okay, and a second one. In some of my conversations with my son, I've pointed out the Christian doctrine of adoption, how everyone who accepted Jesus as Savior has been adopted into God's family eternally, and how God loved each of us before we loved him. He really got a huge kick out of that idea, and we loved him so unconditionally. Actually, there are all kinds of related theological ideas that can be made from just this last episode. Emma's repentance, descent, death, and resurrection of both Henry and Emma, fighting the dragon, Satan, unconditional love, sacrifice. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Keep up the excellent work. Looking forward to season 2 and can't wait for the Blu-ray rewatch. Later, Raul. So, cool email. Again, you know, we've kind of covered what we meant and kind of where we are now. So,
and I will say this because I will admit that I was wrong. I made an assumption that because Emma is his birth mother, she would have a love that Regina could never have. That's not true. It's a different connection. But that doesn't mean the love is not the same or there at all. I just think that honestly, because of the fact that going back and looking at all this, talking this through, bottom line is Henry always thought of Regina as the evil queen once he figured out and once he got the book and once he started putting things together. So once he got to that point, maybe he loved her when he was little. Mm-hmm. We don't know. We don't know what that relationship was. So, but when he realized that she was the evil queen, that's when he started pulling away from her. So he didn't love her the way he may have at one point in time. Emma didn't love him at first, but she grew to love him. And so because they had their mutual love, that's where it came to the point where I made a wrong assumption. I assumed that was the natural bond between a mother and her child. And that was very wrong of me. Mm-hmm. So I apologize deeply to anyone who was offended by that assumption, because that is absolutely not what I intended to do at all. I'm looking at what I see. Unfortunately, my vision is limited because I don't have experience with adoptive children. But I do appreciate the email and the information that was given, because it does shed light on a totally different way of looking at things. And now I know differently. Right. So I do appreciate the email, and I do appreciate the information, because I don't ever want to, you know, offend anyone.
I totally agree. And I totally agree. And I just want to say this, this show is so cool because it brings so many different people together. And, you know, I think there was a time when we only hung out with people that were like us. And that was boring. That's pretty boring. And having so many different types of people teaches us, and it helps us to grow, and it helps us to challenge our thinking. So this is just so awesome. So thanks, Raul, and thanks everyone for, you know, I think we're all growing. We never stop growing. So thanks for helping us grow up. So thanks. What a show. What a show. Okay. Last email, and then we'll play Don Juanita one more time. We're not making fun, but we need a little ha-ha to kind of end off on a, this has been a deep show. Wow. Okay. Let's see. This is from Sarah, and it starts with French. Bonjour. Did I say it right?
Yes, you did.
Bonjour, Jeff and Colleen. I tried to take notes on this episode, trying what I did last week, but it proved impossible. This episode was just too good. It disproved pretty much everyone's theories, and it was wonderfully wonderful. I was basically jumping out of my seat at every scene. Not only does Graham come back, but we also see Belle, Maleficent, Jefferson, and the Blue Fairy, and more Team 7. I was very surprised that Jefferson, who as Colleen put it on the podcast, really isn't the brightest crayon in the box. Did you say that?
I don't know that word exactly, okay. But I definitely said he was not terribly bright for trusting Regina more than one time.
Well, okay. Was the one to free Belle from her cell. I think it works very well and makes the wait for season 2 even more bearable, because Rumple is going to flip once he gets his hands on Regina. That seems to be poor Regina. You know, that seems to be the thing, is, you know, just wait till Rumple. But anyway, wow. That's the theme. More than one email. I seriously doubt the writers are going to kill her off. Wow. Now listen to me, folks. I'm only reading this email. Just stay calm in the chat room, please. I seriously doubt the writers are going to kill her off this soon into the show, but I would love to see them go ahead with magic. The only thing I don't like about this season finale was that Emma killed Maleficent off. Okay, yes, it was Trey Cool, but this also means she probably won't be able to reappear as a guest villain next season. That's not to say...
Flashbacks.
Yeah,
that's one thing I can think of is flashbacks.
Yep.
Is she still alive in the present? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
We shall see. I think maybe Rumpelstiltskin may have a trick up his sleeve to kind of balance the Regina power. I don't know. We'll see.
Yes.
That's not to say that I didn't like the scene, because in all honesty, I think there is no possible way to make it more awesome. And I know that it is definitely one of my favorite scenes from the season. I loved how we finally got to see what was up with the library. You and me both, and Don Juanito, and Manny. There's probably more people, but, you know. I couldn't help but feel that Mr. Gold trying to get Emma to pass up the gold egg was reminiscent of the first scenes in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yep. old Cepedo standing on the other side, and with the whip and the breaking of the little, tree branch there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I watched this episode 4 times by the time I'm writing this, and every single time I watch the Mr. Gold Bell reunion, I'm completely moved by it. That's Latin for crying. I added that just now. if Robert Carlyle doesn't get an Emmy this year, I will be pissed, or words, angry. I kind of wish they had gotten together at the end of a Rumpel-centric episode instead of it being a highlight from an already mind-blowing episode. Speaking of Emmys, Lana Parrilla needs to get at least a nomination, or I will protest. She was amazing in this episode. Her crying in Henry's room after the curse was broken was heartbreaking. There really isn't any more to say. Awesome episode was awesome. Since there won't be any new episodes for a while, and you will need something to talk about, while I think you guys should review fan fiction. The norm for reviewing or podcasting is about 6 chapters an episode or entry. If you guys decide to put them up on the blog, you've already mentioned Hot Chocolate, which would be perfect to review, or a personal favorite of mine, Belle's Diary. Well, that's it for now. Keep up the super mega foxy hot, totally awesome podcast. Love Struck, love, Sarah. Love is Free 42. So thank you so much, Sarah. And if I, great thoughts, and I think we've kind of touched on them, and I think I agree with all of them. I think if Lana's left off, that is a travesty. So,
frankly, this series needs to be nominated, and all the actors on it should be, given a special nod because they are unbelievable.
And I often do. I don't want to keep beating a dead horse, but it's just, this is the series that some people thought wouldn't last an entire season. Not only did it last, but now we've got nominations rolling in after nominations. The finale was incredible.
Yes.
If you hear about other finales, it doesn't even match this. Grey's Anatomy. So, this was a great finale.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it was beyond belief. It was really beyond belief.
So yeah, I love fan fiction. I think it's cool, mm-hmm. but I do want to try to get some great writers that can do a fan audio script and give that one shot and see if it works. And I think it will work. And once we get the tools down about it and really kind of get it down to a science, I think we can come up with something
mm-hmm.
that is just incredible, because there's Star Wars fan audio, there's Doctor Who fan audio, there's James Bond fan audio, there's even Raiders of the Lost Ark fan audio that have stories that aren't in the show, but they could work. So it's mm-hmm. they call it an alternative universe or expanded
right.
universe, that
right.
kind of a thing.
Right.
So anyway, we could review it, but I want to give fan audio a shot and see. We have a lot of really talented people out there. So is Abby in the chat room? Maybe?
Let's see. I don't know if Abby made it or not.
Okay.
Anybody know if Abby is in the chat room? I don't think she is
now. I can't check Twitter right now. So, all right. Well, we'll play Don Juanito one more time. And sorry if you're bored or you don't want to hear it again, because we're going to play it again. So, everybody ready? Everybody wake up.
I think they're there.
Okay, here we go.
They're all listening.
What is this place?
Hello, ladies. I am Don Juanito. I have a bit of a cold. I am sweeping. You want to watch me sweep? What are you doing here? I guess you really had to get to me. I locked the doors and boarded up the windows, and you came in anyway to see me.
Would you like a tour? Shall we just get
to... Do you want a guided tour? Okay. There's some library cards over there. There's some books over there. There's a mysterious mirrored wall on over there.
Whoa. This battle I'm supposed to fight. Who is it? What is down there?
Okay.
I will go down there.
Wait. Hold on just 1 minute. You are telling me that you are going to go face some beast, some awful beast down below. No. I cannot stand for this. Please, give me that sword. I will face this beast. I will grab this whatever item you are looking for, and I will do it. I fear no one. I fear nothing. I even married a redhead one time, and it was very frightening, but I made it through. I fear nothing. I am here to protect your honor. You understand? Honor. Please, get in this elevator with me, and we will ride down. So the beast is this way? All right, I will. You stay here. Stay protected. I will go face this beast with no armor or helmet or nothing. Just me and the sword. All right. Here, beastie. Here, little beastie. What did the... this, I'm not doing this. Here, take the sword. No, I... good luck. I need to go back and sweep.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Wow. Poor Don Juanito. I don't think he's as brave as he thinks he is. So
you had to bleep out a word. Well, that's hilarious.
He was faced with a dragon. Have you ever been faced with a dragon?
No, but I'm sure I'd have to say something equally crazy as that. Oh my God. It was funny.
Anyhow, so I think he's better at swipping than he is. With all right.
Oh.
So anyhow, that's it for now. I do want to send big love out to everybody, and thanks for being a part of this. It's not just listeners and hosts. It's a family, and thanks for hanging in there with us. And we're going to continue on. We're not going away. We're going to try some different things, and I think you'll like them. Hopefully you will. So take care, guys, and we will be talking to you next Saturday, okay?
Yep. Sounds good, kids.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being a part of this podcast. This is an unofficial podcast dedicated to the ABC TV show Once Upon a Time. This is Wayne Henderson, the voice of the Once Upon a Time fan podcast. And if you want to know more about how my voice acting services might work for you, check out MediaVoiceOvers.com. And now, all of us here at Roni's Own Media and MediaVoiceOvers.com look forward to sharing the love and enjoyment of the Once Upon a Time TV show next time. Take care.